Friday to remind the Lamed Shvat Tovshin Ayin Zayin Ribmat Chasama.
It's already the second Shia, so it's not Mamish start the day. So it's a second start to the day. And you've probably heard it says Toiv Achris Dova Mereshisoi. The Achris Dova is Toiv through the Reshis. So the rest of the day should be gebenched, the rest of the month should be gebenched. So I wanted to speak a bit about Lishma. The idea of Lishma is a major ingredient in all our Avodas Hashem, in the reason that we're here. If that's the reason why we're here for the Avodas Hashem, then we better get it right, we better do it as best as we possibly can. So it comes up in this week's Sedra, right in the beginning of this week's Sedra. V'yikhu li truma. This is the mitzvah to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal were told, Parashas truma, v'yikhu li truma. So Rashi says, li, what's the li about over here? V'yikhu li truma, the Klal Yisrael should take this truma lishmi. Li is lishmi. This mitzvah should be l'shem Hashem, and the truma should be l'shem Hashem for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the question is asked, that all mitzvahs need to be lishma. Lishma is a general idea. Why did it say over here this idea of being lishma? The truth is, it says in the Gemara Sochim, Loilam yasik adam b'toiro v'mitzvahs, afilu shaloi lishma, person should do Torah mitzvahs, afilu shaloi lishma, shemitoich shaloi lishma, bo lishma. So it says, loilam yasek b'teirah v'mitzvahs, you should do it, even shaloi lishma. And Ba'avada, if you look at the Gemara properly, it says, the Gemara ends off, there's a reason, why should you do it shaloi lishma, zok the Gemara, shemitoich shaloi lishma, bo lishma. Clearly, this Gemara is a heta. And that means ideal and the correct way of doing anything, doing all mitzvahs and all avodas Hashem is lishma. Of course, there's madrigas in lishma. And as a heta, do it even, shaloi lishma, shamitech shaloi lishma, ba lishma, because eventually it's going to come to lishma, and everybody's aiming for that, and that's the ideal, and that's the mahalach, and that's the madriga that we're aiming for. But still, the shaila is, it could have been said in any other mitzvah, and here it seems to be stressed. V'yikhu li, it's stressed li, lishmi. Nedoam b'yir dikapshat, which I saw from the Ma'oris HaGro. There's a very famous Vilna Gaon that said that if there would be a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses, and it would have been built from the beginning with reina clean kavonis, and entirely lishma. So we get the foundations to be built by Yidden, who are being mechaven while they dig, and while they build it, everything they do, the mechaven lishma. We're doing a Beis HaMedrash, we're doing a lichvod Hashem Yisborach, because Ahavas Hashem Yisborach. And then mechaven kevli, every dig, and every cement, and every brick. And then being building this Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaMedrash, entirely lishma. From the beginning, from scratch. And then it's finished off lishma. Everything, from the beginning to the end, everything done lishma. Zok de Vilna Gaon, it wouldn't be possible to have any bad kavonis in that Beis HaMedrash. Everybody's tefillah would be entirely complete and perfect and lishma. Hazei Zok de Gaon, if the heft of the Beis HaMedrash would be built totally lishma, then it would be the fact that the Beis HaMedrash is built as with lishma, with kavanas for the Ribbono Shel Olam, then everybody's tefillah would be perfect. And this is a very, very gracious Yisod, so he brings it out of the Gemara in Bab Metzia. The Gemara talks about Rab Chiya. The Gemara says the greatness of Rab Chiya. So he said, what did he used to do? So in order to be Marbit Torah, he didn't just teach Torah. So he first prepared the animals, and he shechted them and gave the meat to Aniyim, and then he took those hides and he made parchment out of that, and he wrote the parashas of the Torah on that, and eventually he would teach the children from these Sifrei Torah, which he had written and she had got from the start. Everything was done perfectly. Zok de Vilna Gaon, why did he go to such far things, that even the shech the animals lishma, and then take the parchments and write it all himself? Why couldn't he just go and get a sefer complete and then learn? If the idea is to be marbit Torah, so all you want to do is teach Torah, so get your sefer, your finished sefer, and use that. And it seems there Rabbi Chiya was talking about the grace of Maisim, and he said the idea was start right from the beginning, do everything totally lishma. And the Vilna Gaon says that was his idea, because he wanted this Maisa to be totally complete. He wanted those people who learn the Torah, the children who teach us Torah with these farim, should stag and be completely clean and completely rain and have nothing disturbing them, no tumma disturbing them at all. And if it's started lishma, it's made right lishma, the Chafza Shal Mitzvah, the Sefer itself, the writing of the Sefer, the actual parchment, everything's done totally lishma, then the whole mitzvah right all the way through, all the mitzvahs done with this Sefer Torah, with this Limudat Torah, will be much, much better and much higher madrega. There's an interesting, al derech zeh, there's a Maram Shik, in Tshuvas Maram Shik, they asked him about a Beis HaKnesses which was built on Shabbos. Now, it wasn't really Mamash Chilul Shabbos, it was built by Goyim, but it was done on Shabbos. And rather, that's Osa. So they asked him about davening there. There wasn't a breira. So they asked him, "Got no breira? There's no other shul, and I need to daven in this shul." It was done either Amaratzis or they didn't care. I don't know why it was done like that, but it was done on Shabbos. And the Maram Sheikh writes, "It's better to daven b'yichidus than to daven." Imagine in this space of Medrash, because it was built shalei kalacha, because it was built on Shabbos, and that's the same result. When the Chafza Shel Mitzvah is done in the wrong way, in incorrect way, then there's a chisor and all the mitzvahs done with it afterwards as well. Rabbi Eliel Lapin said a very interesting thing. Rabbi Eliel Lapin said there was a test about people, if a person had a dibuk. So amal, it happened, a person went mishuga or whatever, so he was acting strangely, and there was choishish, they suspected that there's a dibuk has got a hold of this person, but they weren't sure. Maybe he's just gone shug, maybe he's just pressed. So what's happening here? So there was a test, Rebellia brings this, Rebellia Lopian, that they would put a Sefer HaZoya on his head. And if he would get absolutely irritated and couldn't stand it, that would show that it's a dibuk. So he says once they did it, and it didn't work. So they got another Sefer HaZoya with a different print, and yes, did the same thing. The person got very irritated and they could see it was a dibuk. He says, you know what's happening here? The first one was printed with a printing which was shaloi ka'alocha, right? Maybe printed by goyim, maybe printed on Shabbos, whatever other things. We don't know exactly what was wrong with it, but there was something wrong with the way it was done. And it didn't have the same influence and effect as the first one. And everybody knows Mustama Ramosha Feinstein's tshuva about the Machzairim, they're printed on Shabbos. Ramosha Feinstein also says that using Azar Machza on Yom Kippur is better not, Mustama's tefillahs won't be accepted. So this is a stark zaken on davening, on doing the mitzvahs with a chafter which is done, shalei kalacha, which was done incorrectly. So the Gaon says this in Shalei Lishma, and if the Beis HaKnesses is built absolutely Lishma, then the Avoda in that Beis HaKnesses, the davening in that Beis HaKnesses, will be a much more heiliger davening, will be much better davening. Oy bazoi, there's a beautiful pshat in this pasuk, meridig a pshat. But here the Torah stresses Lishma. Why does the Torah stress over here Lishma? We're talking about building the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about starting Avodas Hashem of the whole of Klal Yisrael, right? Beis HaMikdash, Karbonis, and all Avodas based on Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. No, this is a Mokim which has to be absolutely rain. This Mokim of the Mikdash must be done Lishma, must be built L'chatchila Lishma. Not only built Lishma, even the donation of the money has got to be Lishma. And that's why over here it's stressed the Lishma. Because it's a one-time thing. You want this Beis HaMikdash made right. You want it done correctly. So right from the donations, Da'adin, Yikru Li Lishmi. Of course, so that's the Pashto Pshat in Li, is Lishma, to do the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, donating to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to do it with the right kavanas, l'shem Hashem Yisborach. There's other pshatim in this din of Li Lishmi. This is an interesting pshat. So it says, you know, about reading the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written Yud Kei Vav Kei. But we never read it like that. We always read it with the Shem Admos. So the Gemara says that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say it properly. In the Duchening, it was said properly. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was said properly. In when the Kohen said, Lashem, Korban Lashem. So he didn't say Lashem Kodesh. He said Kodesh Lashem. So when he was Makdish that Korban, so the Kohen also used the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And other places. Yeah, so that's it. The Bible was that in the Beis HaMikdash, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was said properly in its entirety, in its normal way that it's read. It could be that, you know, there's a din, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy after Shema, we say it quietly. And a very interesting din that we say it quietly. There's a great medrash about it, great zachen. But maybe we could say a new pshat. You know why we say Baruch Shem quietly? Because when we hear the name, we've mentioned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we haven't said it properly. We've thought it quietly in our mind. We've thought about Yud Kei Vav Kei Haya Haive V'Yeya, the greater names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to say the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't do that. Perhaps that's why we say quietly Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, because that's on the kavana of the Shem Hashem. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy loud, because then they were saying on the Amira, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Leilam Vay, because that's the way it was said. Al Kopanim. So there's a beautiful pshat here. That V'yikru Li Lishmi, we're making a Beis HaMikdash, we're making the Mishkan. And here now there's going to be a heta in the Beis HaMikdash to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly in the Beis HaMikdash. You felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can see the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina was there in the Beis HaMikdash. And Meila Li Lishmi, the Yikru Li, they're going to take to make a Beis HaMikdash. And it's in the Beis HaMikdash, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized and said properly. So that's the Yikru Li Lishmi over here. That's why it's stressed in this point. At this point. But I want to go into the ideas of Lishma. This idea. So Lishma is an Indian in all our Avodas Hashem, everything we do, all the mitzvahs that we do, we should be Mechaven Lishma. That was the Gemara Psachim. The Heter to do Shaloi Lishma is only because Mitoich Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. I'm going to tell you a Murdik Rambam about it. But before, to tell you what Reb Chaim Kaufman said. Reb Chaim Kaufman told us a Maisa. He said it's Echot Miyakire Yerushalayim. Sometimes he didn't tell us who exactly it was from. So he said Echot Miyakire Azam Maisa, Murdik Maisa, Maisa Pele. And then he used it, he learnt out of it. He said there was this Shnora, a very, very poor man, who was actually a silversmith. So Mustama, he didn't live in a big place, and there wasn't greater paranossa. People in the rest of the island couldn't afford silver, they couldn't afford his services. So he was very poor, and he was down to schnorring. So he was living, he lived in the area of Rav Zusha, the greater Rebbe Rav Zusha. And the Olam gave him, he got money from people, but he realized that the prutas, the small coins that he gets from Rav Zusha is heilig. So those he kept. So always whenever people gave him money, he took money, so he made sure that the money of Rav Zusha was kept separately, that was in a separate pocket. And it accumulated, it got bigger and bigger, the amount he had, until he had enough silver to make a menorah. He took all those coins, and he made a menorah out of those coins. He was very poor. But to give away these coins, that wasn't worth it. So he made a menorah out of these coins. Anyway, eventually time went on. He was still a poor person. And his children grew up to the parasha of Shiduchim. and no pruta, no money to, not a coin to rub together. And he was a big bayot. He was really worried, what's he going to do for his shidduchim? So somebody heard about it, and he decided that he's going to buy from him this menorah. It's a special menorah. A grace oisha. And he told him, I'll pay for you for the chasna, but not only for the chasna of this first child, I'll pay for you for all your chasnas. He had a lot of children, for all your chasnas, lock, stock and barrel, everything he got. And he looked after him, and he gave him a very lot of money. It was enough for him, for all his chasnas, enough for him to live on. And the person's life changed completely. He was okay. He didn't have any more problems with Parnosa, but he didn't have his menorah anymore. This menorah was by this Oisha. Eventually that Oisha who bought that menorah from him was Niftar, and he was Meirish the menorah to his children. So one of his children has this menorah, and that child had an ill child. A child became not well, and they went to the Koshnitzer Maggid. Okay, I hope it works out right. That was before the money had come from Rav Zusha, and now it's the grandchild of this Oisha is going to the Koshnitzer Maggid, and it told the Koshnitzer Maggid about the child is not well, he wants the Koshnitzer Maggid to daven for her. So the Koshnitzer Maggid says to him, to the father of this child, have you got a menorah that you yarshened? So he says, yeah, we've got a special menorah. And he told him about the menorah. This is what my father had brought from that Shnora, who had put together all that money. So he says, you know, I think you should sell that, give that menorah back to the original family. Back to the family that it came from. And that's the problem. And he did that. He gave the menorah back to the original family, to the original silversmith. I don't know if he was alive anymore. He gave it to the children of that silversmith. And the child got better. That's the Ganser Meister, which Reb Chaim Kaufman said from Yakira, Echad Miyakira Yerushalayim. So Reb Chaim said, this Oisha, who bought the menorah from that Oni, he did Azar Chesed. He didn't just pay for it a lot of money. He paid for all his children's chasnas. He paid, looked after him completely. He did a huge, huge chesed. And nevertheless, there was some tain on him. And the grandchild became not well, and he had to give it back. They had to give it back. What's pshat? Why should it be? What did he do wrong? He had only done a good thing. He had taken off the menorah. He'd given him money in a nice way, and he'd given him much more than he deserved. And Reb Chaim says, you know what pshat was? Avada, he did a grace at Stocker. He did a Meshunadik in Mitzvah, and he supported all those children. But the Zach is, it wasn't Lishma. There was a Chisoran here in this Mitzvah. It wasn't totally Lishma. He was doing it in order to get hold of this Gevaldige Menorah. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlalem said, there's a Chisoran here. This is not exactly the Mitzvah that we want. So Lishma is a Badrega, which the Rebbeinu Shlalem wants from everybody. Everybody needs to do Lishma. We all worked it. Now also, here's a chiddush, that this chiyuv of Lishma, the seriousness and the necessity of Lishma, is necessary by tzedakah as well. So by tzedakah do ashayla, could be different. The Gemara says, Anoisin sela, alman nos sheyichye b'ni. How is that what? Yeah, so you know that. That's right. That's what Reb Chaim told us about. So it says in the Gemara, Harizeh Tzadik Gomor. And there's other Girasois, the Rishonim Taka Agoris, Harizeh Tzedakah Gemura. Tzadik Gomor is anisht, because Taka, even by Tzedakah, there's Halacha of Lishma. Tzedakah, by all, like all mitzvahs, Halacha of Lishma. And the Gemara there doesn't mean Tzadik Gomor, means Tzedakah Gemura. Al Koponim, so Reb Chaim said, he got a raya from that subshad. Even though it's tzedakah here, no, there's a din, it must be lishma. So he brought rayas. Reb Chaim wanted to bring rayas. They have to be goyis in that gemara, tzedakah gemara, not tzadik gemara, because it's not perfect. But he brought rayas, that by tzedakah you also say that there's a chiyuv lishma. And the raya I want to say is from the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, end of Makis, explains the chazal of Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael. Rabbeinu Shleilam wanted to be mezakeh klal Yisrael. Lefichach hirba lohen toiro mitzvahs. That's why we've got so much toiro mitzvahs. By the way, that lezakeh says Yisrael. Rav Shach once said it in his Shmuz, and Rav Shach said it means to purify klal Yisrael. From Miloshin Shemen Zayis Zoch. So Rotzach Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakeh says Yisrael. Rav Shach wanted to purify klal Yisrahel. And that's why he gave him so much mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs. Hirba lohen toiro mitzvahs. Of Akoponim, so the Rambam wants to explain, so why is it necessary so many? The Rambam says, Muradigazach. He says, it's very difficult to do mitzvahs lishma. But since there's so many mitzvahs to do, constantly we're surrounded by mitzvahs, our whole life is more and more mitzvahs to do all the time, is where you molate. It can't be that a person won't have done throughout his lifetime at least one thing totally and absolutely lishma. I wrote down the words of the Rambam. What was it? I don't know. All right, I haven't got the words here. Okay, so he says, that's what the Rambam says. The whole idea, why is it Hirbelem Toiro Mitzvahs? Why is there so much Toiro Mitzvahs? Because if you've done so many mitzvahs and so many times and so for so long, is where you mullet the one mitzvah, at least one thing, that's how the Rambam puts it, at least one thing is done without any pneus, with no side, no ulterior motives at all, just for the Ribbono Shleilam. Since there's so many mitzvahs, there will be something that you've done totally from the Ribbono Shleilam. And the Rambam brings a raya. Zot the Rambam, the raya is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Ches. Very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Chananya ben Tradyoin asked Rav Yossi ben Kisma, Ma ani lechaye ha'olam. It's an interesting Gemara because the Gemara talks b'shas achorban, and the Gemara says the Rav Yossi ben Kisma was not well. He was on his deathbed, it was the end of his life. And Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyoin went into him. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyoin had been makil kelis berabim, he had tried to be marbitz Torah with gruesome mesiris nefesh, because the Romans were after everybody and they didn't allow anybody to do anything to teach Torah. It was punishable with death. And he asked, so Rav Chananya ben Tradyoin asked, Ma ani l'chaye olam, do I get chaye olam haba? He was worried, do I get chaye olam haba? So Rav Yosef ben Kisma says, Klom bal yadcha ma'isa, perhaps something came, an opportunity came to you. So he says, yes. And he says about a certain mitzvah that he did, a certain tzedakah, he said about a certain tzedakah that he did. That's the ma'isa. So the Rambam explains this Gemara. We're talking about a great tzaddik, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyoin, who's Isaac b'avodas Hashem yomim v'layla. In fact, he's moisen nefesh for arbotzat haTorah. And he asks, do I get olam haba? And he says, have you done anything good in your life? What type of question is that? Have you done anything good in your life? Klum bal yadcha ma'isa, have you done something good? What's going on here? So the Rambam says, pshat. So the Rambam, the question of klum bal yadcha ma'isa is, have you ever done something totally lishma? Yeheta ma'isa. That means, I know that you're a great man. I know that you're moisen nefesh for arbotzat haTorah. Mamash Moisa Nefesh, because in the end he actually was killed for being Marbitz Torah. The Romans did catch him and he was killed with a terrible Yisurim. He's the one, Rav Chananya ben Tradyoin was the one who was burnt with the Sefer Torah. And he says, you know, yeah, you're right, it's a good question. Well, are you Zeuche to Olam Haba? Good question. Klum, Baal Yolchamaisa, have you done ever something? So the Rambam says, Pshat is, have you ever done something totally lishma? That's the Pshat. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shem was marbe so much Torah mitzvahs, so that eventually we'll come to lishma. And it's clear from the Rambam that all mitzvahs need to be lishma. And that's the Hirbelem Torah mitzvahs. And through the Hirbelem Torah mitzvahs, you'll eventually come to something lishma. And it's clear from the Rambam also that tzedakah has to be lishma. Also tzedakah has to be lishma. Must be the Pshat in the Gemara is, like I said. Tzedakah Gemura. Harizu Tzedakah Gemura. So there's a mob shot him. This is the chiyuv about lishma. And the shaila is, again, why over here is it stressed? Why by truma is it stressed? So we said from the Vilna Gaon, because it's so important in a Beis HaMedrash, it started off lishma. We said the drushtik of pshat, that the lishma is for the shame of the Rebbein, it's going to be said in its the way it's read, the way it's written. Perhaps we can say another pshat. You know there's a stira about lishma. And Tosis asks a stira. That says, Loilom, Yasigodom, Betoiro, Vemitzvah. So that's a heta, special heta. Loilom, Yasigodom, Betoiro, Vemitzvah. Shemitoch, Shiloh, Lishma, Ba, Lishma. Frek Toisvis, and this in Brachas, there's another Gemara which says a person who is Isaac, Betoiro, Mitzvah. Shaloi lishma, if a person does it, shaloi lishma for himself, ulterior motives to gain other gains. Noyach loi shenebcha shil yosoy al ponov. It's a very stark lesson, which basically means it's rather he wouldn't have been born. Shil yosoy is the afterbirth, so it should be thrown back at him because he shouldn't have been born. A person doing mitzvah shaloi lishma, rather he shouldn't have been born. You don't take a mitzvah of the Ribbono Shel Olam as a heilige zach. And use it for yourself, Chalila. That's the Taina. So, Frek Taisa, Astira. When you hear you saying, Radhi wouldn't have been born. And Ned says, no, there's a great Sahata. Shemitet Shalei Lishma Ba Lishma. So, Taisa's Teretz is that there's a different types of Shalei Lishma. The Shalei Lishma, which Nechle Shenebcha, Shalyose Alponav is Lekanta. If a person's learning just to show off, just to put other people down, then that's bad. That's merchlesh and ebcha. But if a person's learning just doing Torah mitzvahs, but for himself, a bit of a game, then it's mitzvah shlo lishma ba lishma. Then it's a heter. But Kedushas Yom Tov says a different teretz. Kedushas Yom Tov says it depends on tchilas ha'asiyah. He says Azoi, that the Ike is a person must start off Lishma. To be Mechavan Lishma throughout your Maisa Mitzvah, from beginning to the end, very, very difficult. And he says, Lo Nitno Toira Le Malachi Ashoris. Right? Malachim can see the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're much higher Madrega. They don't have any rots and apni. They don't have anything they want for themselves. No Yitzhar at all. So they can be Mechavan Lishma all the way through. But what does the Ribbono Shel Olam ask of Klal Yisrael? We're not Malachim. At least the beginning should be Lishma. At least we should start off Lishma. You know, there's a Michael Ur Sameach. This is really a bit of a different type of Lishma, but something was wrong. And there was people wanted him to sign a notice, Patsh Gevillim. There was some machleks, I don't have no idea what it was about at all. And they wanted him to sign a kol koire about a visa inyan, a certain thing that was being done wrong. So Esamech said, I agree to everything that's written there. And I agree that we shouldn't make a machal, something should be done about it. However, even though I should sign, but I don't know for how long will I be mechavan lishma. That's how he put it. He says, okay, I might be mechavan lishma, but that's for the first few minutes. And then what? I'll be so proud of that it's on the wall, or I'll be annoyed with other people. You know, the paneers and the ulterior motives and the different ideas will come in, will eat in, and then B.H.R. eventually will get into me. But maybe for the beginning I'll be mechavan lishma, but that's not good enough. But Al Kaponim, what we're saying here is, that was the Gav Machlekes perhaps. The Gav Machlekes, it's not good enough at the beginning of Lishma. If you want to make a Machlekes, only if it's going to be Lishma from beginning to end. But this halacha of Lo'olam, Yasek Adam, B'Toyro V'Mitzvahs, is the chiv to do Lishma. Well, so that's strange. But the chiv to do Lishma is the beginning. So Mamele, he teaches, he explains this Gemara. When a person comes to do a mitzvah, right? He's got ulterior motives. He might have ulterior, might have a kishmak from it. He might be proud in the middle of it. But he should do it. Afilu shaloi lishma. La'olam yasuk adam b'toyro v'mitzvah. Afilu shaloi lishma. But that shaloi lishma, it's got to be shemitoich shaloi lishma ba'al lishma. This shemitoich shaloi lishma ba'al lishma is not a reason. It's the way to do it. Yasuk. You should be Isaac. Afilu shaloi lishma. Shemitech Shaleilishma, a type of Shaleilishma, Baalishma. You should be mechaven that eventually it's going to come to a lishma. As we state in Andrew's forum, Reb Dessa says it clearly that the whole heta to be mechaven Shaleilishma is only because you eventually want to come to a lishma. So the beginning is a lishma. And that's why you emphasize Gemara. So you got a stira. On the one hand, the Gemara says, you're allowed, because on the other hand, the Gemara says, a person who's Isaac Shalishma, that's the person who's totally Shalishma. When he hasn't thought about, I want to really get nearer to the Rebbeim, I want to do it for the Avas Hashem, and okay, if I'm gaining along the way, it's too bad. If he doesn't think at all for Lishma, when a person's total motivation for that mitzvah is to spread his name so that his name is in big banners elsewhere and people see him and people talk about him, that type of shalei lishma is terrible. Using the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mitzvahs for oneself, a person, of course, we can't help it. We have to have a prize, we have to have a motivation, an incentive. But it's got to be a pras. I remember the Rav, the gates of the Rav, Zichroni Livracha, said at the Siyam, we give prosis. But pras also means a piece, a small piece. Because that's not the idea. You're not doing it for the pras. We're not doing it for the ulterior motive, even though the ulterior motive is there. But we want it to lead onto the lishma. When a person wants it to lead onto the lishma, then it's lishma from the beginning. The truth is that we find this shaila by other mitzvahs as well. What happens if it's just about Zman Kriya Shema, and you're going to manage to start within Zman Kriya Shema, but you're not going to manage the whole Kriya Shema. Are you still Yotza Kriya Shema or not? There's a Mishnah Berurah about it. There's a very interesting raya that you are Yotza. There's also the Aruch HaShulchan says you're Yotza. Just as long as you start in the Zman. What's the raya? Because by Bilam, he was Yedea Das Elyon. And he could be Mechavim the Rega. The Rega that the Rebbeinu Rega Kerega Bechamoth Echaim Beretzoyne. There's a Rega which the Rebbeinu Shleilam's angry. Just a Rega. And he could be Mechavim that Rega. And he would say something to Klal Yisrael in the right time, in his time, which he wanted, and then it would work. His Klala would work. So Tosis says, how can you say anything in that Rega? What can you do already in a Rega? What could you say? Somebody told me a rega is a 20th of a second. So what's he going to manage in this 20th of a second? How much can he say? So the Gemara asks it. So the Gemara says he'll say kalim. That's Tosis. Yes, the Tosis says he'll say kalim on Daf Zayin, Brachas Daf Zayin. He'll say. So what's the so? That's one teretz. Nocha teretz zok Tosis that he'll start in that rega. Of course he can't say very much in that rega, but he'll start his kalala in that rega. So the point is, when there's zmanim, at least the main thing is that you start in that zman. And now we're saying legabe lishma, that the main thing is you start the mitzvah lishma, and through that the whole thing is called lishma. That the motivation of the mitzvah might be other things, but the ikka motivation, even though I know I'm motivated because of whatever it is, because of COVID, because of the other things, but the ikka, the underlying theme is, and it should bring me to a lishma. Oy bazoi. Perhaps we can say, this is pshat over here. This is pshat over here. Oh, lishma. So it says, v'yikhu li truma. And the shail is, why do you stress it so much by the Beis HaMikdash? And the Torah says, this Beis HaMikdash, it's the first time we're making a Beis HaMikdash. It's the beginning of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's the basis not only of the Mishkan, it's the basis of the old bottom Mikdash which came afterwards. So this is the start. And that's why it needs to be lishma. At least you start lishma right at the beginning. The beginning of this gevaldik mitzvah has got to be lishma. But there's a bit more to it. It says v'yikhu li truma. Take. Are you taking? You're not taking the truma. You're giving the truma. There's other turutzim, there's plenty of turutzim. Oh, but the pshat is, the fizeh, we're not talking about even giving. This pasuk, the yikhuli truma, is the hafrosha. That means that the money, the donations have to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. But the idea is, but you've got to be mafresh it first, this is what I want to give, and then you take it and give it. The yikhu, do that kicha, that hafrosha of the truma, of the things you want to give, do it lishma, because the very beginning has got to be lishma. Well, when he eventually gets to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, thank you very much. Wow, what a cover. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to be able to give to the Gabbah, I'm getting all this cover for giving it. That might not be already Azai Lishma. Or about Kopanim, when you're by yourself, and you're making that hafrosha for the Beis HaMikdash, right to the beginning. Be mechavan that Lishma. And that's, then you got a grace that's going from that Lishma. That's the ikra of Lishma. So that's another terrace. There is another terrace to the stira. This grace of stira about being Lishma. I just want to say it, the Shleimus in it. It's a Meir Diketeret from the Ponim Yofis. And the Ponim Yofis actually attaches, it's in this week's Sedra, in Truma, but he attaches something else about the Teuchi Kibari of the Aron. But he says like this, we've got this Stira. Lo'ilam Yasek, you should do things even Shalei Lishma, and the other Gemara says, no, Neach Lo'ish, and Neb, because shouldn't have been born. So the Ponim Yofis says that a Ben Teira's life centers around the Rabbeinu Shleilam and Avodas Hashem. Right, we're missing money, it's difficult to pay the bills. But why do you want to pay the bills? So that everything's comfortable at home. But why do you want to be comfortable at home? So that you bring up a family, bring them up happily. And so that's why. And why do you want to do that? Because that's what the Rabbeinu Shleilam wants. So that means the tachlis, the general tachlis of why we're here and what we're doing here, of course it's for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Everything we do is really centered around Ich bin Ayid, and I'm trying to spread the Rebbein Shalom's name. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm married and I've got children and general Avodas Hashem, and I come to davening every day and I want to do it properly. And that's why I need Parnasa, and that's why perhaps I need recognition. I need to feel better in order to do these things better. But the underlying thing of a Yid is Rebbein Shalom. So he says that's the Mitech Shalei Lishma Baal Lishma. Even perhaps for your name, and perhaps for your confidence, and perhaps for your money. There's all different reasons why you want to do things. But why do you want to do it? Because right in that Shalei Lishma, it's Baal Lishma, there's a Lishma. Because everybody's life is full of Lishma. So that's Unzer Avodas Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shleilam Zayach Benshin, with our Gitte Geshmak Echoidish, and the Avodas Hashem Shabi Lishma. It centers around Lishma, it centers everything at a safe is Lishma, but at time everything we do is Lishma. You start off Lishma, and you should only have a Tzlocha. Oh, hey.